16. Lieutenant, didn't I tell you to look out for methane? What's the readout?
Methane.
That was the one that blew up when it contacted free oxygen.
Sir, we don't have a readout for it on our machine.
Oh, my God. You don't have an environmental chem scan. Lieutenant, get your people out now. You're sitting on a bomb.
Baron had already figured that out. Terror and guilt almost strangled him. He pushed them down. Right now, he had to get his people to safety.
Wait. Tell them to move slowly. If they run through a pool of the stuff and mix it, that's when it'll blow. Turn off those lights you rigged. Can you vent the vacuum?
We just...
Baron called his team.
Emergency!
Heads turned toward him.
We have a potentially explosive gas mix. Don't run. We don't want to move the stuff around more than we have to. Whoever's closest to the lock, douse the lights. The lock. The portable airlock. Will it hold pressure if there's an explosion?
Baron switched back to the EO.
Sir, we accessed SE-14 through a portable airlock. If this compartment goes, it may not hold.
I've already alerted them, Lieutenant. Get your people out, vent to the vacuum if you can.
If they took the patch off, at least it wouldn't be an explosion in a closed space.
We could try to take the patch off.
He hoped the EO would say it was impossible, not worth the risk.
Do it! If there's an explosion in that compartment, we could lose the whole ship.
And it would be his fault, because he hadn't checked to see that they had a chem scan programmed for environmental. Baron switched back to the team channel and checked to see who was nearest. Talene and O'Neill.
Petty Officer O'Neill.
Baron saw down the compartment. O'Neill turned towards him.
We need to vent this compartment immediately to vacuum. The EO has authorized us to tear down that patch. You four by the airlock. Get out, now. Has anyone identified a methane line leak?
If it's from a tank, it'll be in the outboard array, about a third of the way aft in the chamber. If it's a line, it could be anywhere.
Baron glanced over and saw Pivot Gormley standing approximately in that location, about 7 meters away.
What have you got, Gormley?
Dent. In the fermentation chamber, sir. There's a kind of crack in this little pipe here from some sort of collection tank. I could seal it.
It's too late. You're probably standing in a pool of methane. If you stir it up...
Gormley, stay where you are. Do not move. I'm standing by the photosynthesis chamber, and there's a crack in the oxygen line.
Baron looked down, and at that moment, someone cut the lights.
Lieutenant?
I'm standing in the oxygen. If I don't kick it around, this explosion may not happen. You get that patch torn down. Everybody who's not with you, except Gormley and me, get out. But don't run.
Baron could see their headlamps moving. He could see them cycling through. Surely they'd be safer in the corridor. Surely someone would get them through the blast doors to the other side of the ship. He found himself counting the disappearing lights.
One safe. Two. Three. Four.
Sir, I'm scared.
That was Gormley. The kid, the newest of the bunch. And he, Baron, had condemned this kid to die, maybe.
Well, I'm not any too happy myself, but if we don't dance a jig, we can still get out of this in one piece.
Do you really think so?
Of course, he didn't think so, but it would do no good to tell the kid that.
If they get that patch off, the rest of the gases in here will vent to vacuum. It's cold now, it'll be colder then, and it takes heat.
But not much, he knew. Not with methane and oxygen. Fire damp. Miner's enemy. Anything might set it off.
And even if it blows, it won't be confined.
I don't like this. I can't just stand here.
Sure you can. Smartest thing you can do.
Another light, and another, vanished out the airlock. Four remained, at the aft end of the chamber, working to remove the patch they'd tried so hard to put on.
If we don't mix the two, they won't blow up.
But sir, we're all walking around, all over. They gotta be mixed already.
It hasn't blown yet. I promise not to kick my oxygen at you if you won't kick your methane at me.
Are you scared, sir?
Of course he was scared, but Gormley probably didn't need to hear it.
Got a leak, Lieutenant. We'll just widen her out a bit. She's spalled off quite a lot. We should be able to get more open.
Baron started to ask if they had their safety lines hooked on, and realized that that was probably not a high priority at the moment. Should he bother to clip onto the tank beside him? If there was an explosion, it wouldn't help much. It might even rip his pea suit apart.
Can you see the pressure gauge from where you are, sir?
No.
It's dropping. We've got you on full monitoring now. It's still dangerous.
Do we need a bigger hole?
Wouldn't hurt. Will do, sir.
Baron tried not to think of the effect on a puddle of cold gas of vibrations, shaking it, dispersing it faster than it might have gone on its own, mixing it. He kept his eyes on the far end, where suddenly a large section of bulkhead seemed to fold back like paper, and he was looking out into blackness speckled with lights that might be stars or the work lights of the outside repair crews.
Got it.
Get yourselves out. It'll start flowing your way.
What about you?
Oh, I think Grulli and I will stand here a while and let things clear out. Go on now.
The lights moved up the compartment toward the airlock entrance, more slowly than he wanted. Probably O'Neill was making them stay on the safety line. Airflow out that size hole wouldn't be strong, but the deck down there was slick. Two reached the airlock, opened it, and went through. The others were almost there. Baron turned his head to watch them as they worked their way up the inboard bulkhead, the arc of his headlamp sweeping across the compartment.
No! Don't leave me behind!
Baron looked back to see Gormley plunge away from his position.
No! Don't!
He knew as he said it that once in motion, Gormley wouldn't stop, that he had miscalculated again, this time in his judgment of men. Baron had time for a thought of Esme.